Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson, we love guitars.
The attorneys at Gingras, Thompson, and Wachs have had the honor of receiving numerous awards for their work both in and outside the courtroom. But just as important as receiving accolades for being skilled attorneys, it's equally important to give back to the community in which they live and work. If you want a personal attorney that can help you in so many different areas, they've got them. They're in Eau Claire, Madison, Milwaukee, and Waukesha. They're easy to reach. GTWLawyers.com. That's GTWLawyers.com.
Welcome to another podcast at SlysOffice.com, brought to you by our friends at Madison Computer Works. On the live line with us, Brian Leese. He, of course, is the proprietor of Madison Computer Works. Brian, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
All right, so radio and computer repair and servicing and sales, two things that are still busy.
Yeah, we're considered an essential service. We're supporting home users and businesses to work remotely. We actually have thousands of customers that we keep up and going, both residential and business. So we're busy, we're crazy busy, because everyone needs to be able to work remotely these days.
All right. And you've kind of changed your hours and how you do business, though. Explain that.
We've had to make a lot of changes due to COVID-19. We've had to our hours now are 9 to 5. I don't have all my employees working like they used to, because three of them aren't even coming in at into the store anymore, and we're not going on site, and we don't want to have as much face-to-face contact, so we've kind of closed our doors to the public. In other words, we're still helping, but you just can't walk into our store like you used to be able to. We put out tables out front, and you call in. We've set up a form on our website so you can fill out what's going on, what you need help with, so that we can call you back. So we're not doing so much face-to-face, I guess is the best way of saying it, and we've really changed how we do our business. So in answer to your question, yes, we shortened our hours. We are now 9 to 5. We prefer phone calls, not just dropping in. If you do drop in, the doors are locked. You will have to just call from outside and talk with somebody first. We're doing pre-check-ins, so we have all the paperwork ready. It's almost like curbside service. We'll come out with a clipboard. We'll talk to you. You know, if you have a machine that has to be checked in, that we can't service remotely, then we'll say, okay, bring it in. You know, if it won't turn on or you can't get on the Internet, it's got to come into our service department. We authorize people to bring stuff into us. Most of the stuff we can do remotely, so our remote service plans, we are urging every customer.
Which I have.
You do, and if you have a problem, we can remote in and just help you take care of something, chick-chuck. And that's what most of our customers
do. Even when you're in Canada. Last time they helped me when I was in Canada.
Oh, yeah, no, we've got people, I've had people fly out to California, have a big meeting, and something goes wrong on their laptop, and we remoted in, got all their stuff working remotely, and they made their meeting. So I actually have people overseas that we're supporting, so we are supporting people everywhere these days remotely with our computer care plans, they're called.
All right, so this is I kind of have to pinch myself, because we're living in the most horrific event in our lives.
Understood.
But in some respects, and I'm sure you've thought about this, the ability for people to use computers from home is saving lives.
It is. It is, because you're not out spreading the COVID. You can work from at home and remote in like you're sitting in the office. So we help set up like LogMeIn or VPN remotes so that people can act like they've gone to their office, but sit at home. And all the programs and software runs on that machine in the office. You're just echoing the screen calls and keyboard strokes to your remote laptop or home computer. So Yeah.
Well,
also saving the environment.
Also, yes, the environment. And think about what would, you know, it's devastating enough what's happened to the economy. And you know, I think about all the people that have been furloughed and sidelined. But think about what would have happened to the economy 30 years ago if this had happened and people didn't have the type of computer access they have.
Oh, I know, I know. And, you know, that's the whole thing, is that everything we can do to help support local businesses to stay in business, we are doing. Restaurants, we are actually, you know, still doing takeouts with local business, you know, restaurants here to help support them as much as possible, ordering in for our people. We're still paying all of our employees, even the ones who aren't, you know, working in the store anymore, still providing full health care like we always have, still providing all the benefits that we have always done for our employees, because we think it's important to just keep everything going, keep the gears turning.
So everybody's noticed that the internet is slowed down a little bit.
What do you think? Depends where you're located as to how bad it is. So if you're in a, you know, let's say an apartment complex, and everyone's sitting there trying to stream, you know, whether it's movies because they're bored or because they're working at home, you know, all those keystrokes, the office and all the work, email, everything else, it can be really slow, especially during the day. I've had customers say, oh, yeah, I paid for higher speed, and I'm only getting barely what I was getting beforehand. And it's like, well, how is it at night? Oh, at night it's fine. And I'm like, oh, that's because you're in a lattice or an area that's heavily saturated with users, and it's clogged up.
Right. Is there anything that people can do to mitigate that other than not watching Netflix movies during the day?
Well, Netflix and some of the other providers of movies have reduced the resolution to reduce the bandwidth, you know, how much it uses, so it's not quite as crisp or, you know, as saturated. It's not as high def, but it helps, you know, with it. Not really. I mean, other than not use it, what is the solution, you know? And if you have to use it for your business, you have to use it. I mean, the streaming of music and the streaming of movies during the day, if you can avoid doing it, absolutely. Help save the bandwidth for other people who really need it.
Well, and don't have 30 things opened on your laptop at once, right?
Yeah, well, you know, the more bandwidth you're using up, the less there is for the whole pool that you can share in your area.
Tell me the type of things you can help people with if suddenly they have to work from home.
Well, the biggest thing we've been doing is assisting people to set up remote control of their machines in the office. You know, a product like LogMe and Host, where we set it up and then set up your machine, you know, at home, so with the client, so that you're dialing in remotely like that. But I've had a lot of customers that say, look, I can't trust my home machine because, you know, kids are out on the internet. I don't know for sure. There's no infections. You know, what can I do? Well, we've been selling like crazy laptops. People want laptops for home use, you know, so they can remote into work safely. Now, with a laptop, you have a webcam and you got a microphone. So you can do, you know, Skype or Zoom or whatever, you know, for remote conferencing and things. But if it's a desktop, you're going to need a webcam. You're going to need, you know, a headphone/microphone combo to hook up. Well, we set this all up remotely. We'll help you set up, you know, and learn to use this technology. But you can do these sort of things, these conferences and this homework like this. We don't even have to go on site unless, of course, your machine won't boot or you can't get on the internet. Then we either go on site or the machine has to come in here.
So you still, in emergency situations, can go to someone's home?
We unfortunately have to. Like with these storms that just rolled through, there were people who got blown out with their routers and their modems, and, you know, that brings them to a standstill. If you don't have your computer, how do you get social connection with family members, keep in touch with what's going on, get email, do business if you're working from at home? So, yeah, unfortunately, in situations where everything comes crashing down like that, we have to go on site. So, you know, it puts my people at risk. I make them wear, you know, gloves. I make them put on a mask when they go in there because, they're dealing with the public and everything, and this COVID is everywhere.
We'll take a break. Brian Leese from Madison Computer Works with us at sliceoffice.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
I want to thank all the labor unions here in Dane County that help keep sliceoffice.com up and going so you keep up to date. Whether it be the Madison Firefighters, Local 311, or the Madison Teamsters, Local 695, or our friends at Madison Teachers Incorporated. These are some of the most active local unions who organize, and constantly stand up for workers. Thank you from sliceoffice.com. We're back at sliceoffice.com, brought to you by Madison Computer Works. Brian Leese is with us. Madison Computer Works is open, obviously with some adjustments on the hours, 9 to 5, and by appointment, curbside service. And, of course, it's good to have that plan where they can remotely work on your laptop or your computer. If you don't have that already, Brian, how do you go about setting that up with Madison Computer Works?
Well, there's really two ways. One is you can call in and just talk to one of our people who will go through, get all your information, send you a digital contract to sign that explains, you know, what you're getting and what we're doing. And then once that's signed, we will walk you through installing the remote software. You can set it up so that we can only get on, you know, when you know, you give us a code, you know, so in other words, you can be in control of it, or you can say, look, when I need help, I just want you to log in, you know, not a problem. You guys have been here 38 years. I'm not worried about it, you know, and you can leave it so that we can just come right on. It's your choice how much security you need on your end. But the answer is the number one way is to call us. Now, another way is on our website, MadisonComputerWorks.com. It's our full name. We have set up a form on it for anything that you're looking for. If you need service because things are down, or if you would like a remote support, so when things pop up, we can help you. Just fill out the form, and we will call you and get that information and do it that way. So either way is how you would get our help at this point in time.
What are some things that people should be watching out for? You know, most people try to help others when things go bad and there's a crisis. But there's a small group of people that are predatory and use an opportunity. You see this as an opportunity to steal honest people's money.
And we're seeing it already.
Okay, you are.
So phishing scams have gone through the roof. Phishing is where they call you up on the phone and pretend to be somebody, Microsoft, Apple, whatever, and saying, hey, there's a problem on your machine. Go to this website and let us in to help you. We've noticed high traffic or it's a problem with your email. And phishing, you know, where they call you up like that versus a fake alert where it pops up on your screen and you call a number and believe it's Microsoft are through the roof right now because both of them, that fake alert pop-up that pretends to be, you know, Microsoft or Apple or whoever, are horrible right now. And when you do it and you give access to your machine like that, they put back doors in there so they can get onto your machine. They steal anything you have. If you got credit cards in your email, they'll get that stuff. And now you're dealing with having to cancel credit cards and get a machine clean during this COVID crisis. So the whole point is don't let somebody into your computer if you don't know or trust them. I mean, it's like letting someone into your house with a ski mask on, literally like that. And I've had several people who have done it and had their stuff stolen, credit card stolen, identity theft type stuff. So you have to be so careful and more vigilant because there's more of it going on right now.
With a lot of global trade that has been impeded by this worldwide virus, when it comes to parts and service and supplies and getting computers, how has that affected your business?
We had a shortage already. First of all, we had the tariffs that highly affected everything coming from China, which Of course, everything's made in China these days as far as technology goes, or mostly, you know, for computer technology. But then on top of it, you had the end of Windows 7, you know, and that drew tons of people, you know, cleaning out the channel, buying new computers and everything. Then you had Wuhan and China kind of shutting down production for almost 2 months or more, meaning that there weren't goods flowing. So there's extreme shortages. People calling me up right now saying, hey, Brian, I need a headphone and microphone so I can do these, you know, Skype meetings. I'm like, we got cleaned out in the first week when people started working home. We can't get them through distribution right now. We've got orders in place, but, you know, we're trying to locate who online might have them for our customers. Like, we found some at Newegg. I don't know if they still have them, but, you know, not that I like to tell people go online and buy from Newegg, but, you know, the bottom line is any port in a storm, right? If you need to have these, you need to have them. But, yeah, there's shortages, absolutely. Now, we're trying to keep a good inventory or stock of things. We're running low on laptops right now. I know Gene is trying to source new laptops for our customers because it's getting difficult to find them because people are buying so many of them.
So it's moments like this that I hope people appreciate, A, for your business ethics and how you treat your workers. And, of course, this is a podcast site dedicated to labor and workers. But also the service in the backup. So buying a laptop at a big box retailer versus buying a laptop or home computer at Madison Computer Works. Spell out the differences.
Well, first of all, we're going to set it up and pull all the bloatware out. That's the junk that comes from the manufacturer. We're going to configure it so it's easier to use, you know, with your icons on the desktop that you're used to seeing, not just a blank screen and you've got to figure everything out, you know, yourself. We're going to go through step by step of the process before you even buy the machine of what programs you use, how many users, what is your preferred browser, you know, like Firefox, Chrome, what have you. You know, how do you get your email? Is it through webmail or a local program? What printer? So we're going through everything with you that you use to make sure that the new unit you purchase is going to work, you know, for your needs, meet your programs and hardware needs, and be set up properly. So when you get it, you're not sitting there fumbling for a day or two trying to make it work. If you need us to transfer your data for you, and we ask, do you need help, you know, getting your documents and pictures and everything moved over, we go through that process and what's involved with it. And basically we go over everything. You know, do you need Office? Do you need Word? And we give you a total price of what it's going to cost to get everything you need for the job. Not just some low price on a machine, but everything. The labor, the software, everything you need. Then when we know all that information and we've properly priced it for you, if you say to go ahead, we configure it here. We take care of everything. We may have you bring in your machine to do that data transfer. And then when it's all done, we call you and say, hey, come pick it up. And, of course, we're doing it curbside outside. So we have tables set out outside. You know, so you pull up and you call in and say, hey, I'm here, you know, to pick up my machine. And we go through the invoice and everything with you. You take it back. If there's something that you need once you get home, as long as you've got one of our remote plans, we can remote in and assist you, you know, help tweak things to make it just the way you need it. So you're not going to get that kind of service from a big box store or from mail order. From those places, all you're going to do is get a machine in a box that you have to configure from ground zero all yourself. And what we provide is completely different.
And for me, that's a non-starter. So,
well, a lot of people don't realize, you know, they think they're saving, oh, I saved $50 going to a big box store or going, you know, online, and what they give up is so much more than that. The service and support, and if something goes wrong, someone to take care of things.
Let me ask you one more question.
Yeah.
You've been in business a long time, you know, started out with typewriters and moved on. You're pretty good at looking down the future. And if I know Brian Lease, he's looking down the road after this passes.
Right.
How is this going to change your business and computer use for the future?
So my guess is that most people, once they learn that they can do a lot of the stuff at home, are going to want to continue doing that, if not all the time, the majority of the week. Maybe only go in the office once or twice a week rather than every day, which for me, you know, because the environment's my number one issue and everything personally, I love to hear that, you know, sort of thing. So I do believe that more people will work remotely from at home moving forward. Now, as relates to my business and computers in general, I think that means a lot more remote service and support. I've got 3 to 4 remote technicians full-time helping people at this point in time. Before this all happened, maybe 1 or 2, it was a full-time job. So I think that's going to continue, if not increase, as people learn that they can do that sort of a thing remotely. I think that the laptop market is just, I mean, it's the way it's going. A lot of people don't realize they can use a laptop like a desktop with a full monitor and a full keyboard, you know, and a mouse and everything, and it gives them the portability, but it's like a desktop. I think as they're learning this now, that people are going to say, oh, I just want a laptop. So I think laptop sales are going to go up and up and up, and have been for a while, but they're going to be predominant, you know, way more sales than the desktops. Those are just a few of the changes that I see. I am concerned about the internet and the bandwidth it can handle, and I'm a little bit worried about, internet wars, because, boy, I tell you, if something took the internet down, you know, we worry about physical viruses to our bodies, but viruses and bots and denial of service attacks on the internet would be devastating right now, because that's how we do business.
I knew you were thinking about this stuff.
Brian Lee.
Well, that's my concern.
Brian Leese, Madison Computer Works, thanks for coming to Sly's office today.
Hey, happy to do it. Thank you, Sly.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.